It ain't up here for decoration. Y'all know I tell y'all that all the time. Right? Okay. Y'all notice I sow, right? You really want to go where I'm at?
Yes, sir.
You sure? Gonna cost you. I just want you to know. Y'all know why we share stuff with y'all? To encourage you that you could do it. I started off with $100. That's not $100 no more. Y'all want to know how blessed I am? I sow more into the kingdom than I pay it. My monthly note for my house and car and everything. Okay. Well, good evening. Once again, welcome here to the Darrell campus students and to all of the students on Roku and internet. Amen. This is Catching the Waves of Revival. We're going to attempt tonight to cover chapters 15, 16, and 17. Amen. So, Father, tonight we give you praise, glory, thanksgiving, and honor for the Lord Jesus Christ, for the sacrifices he made, for the blood that he shed, for the remission of our sin, for his death, burial, resurrection, and ascension. We thank you that when he ascended up on high, he led captivity captive and gave gifts unto men. He gave, first of all, the apostle. So we want to thank you for our apostle, the founder of this school. We thank you for the apostolic call that's upon his life. We thank you that many lives are being changed as they connect to him as being a model father for this day. We thank you for model fathers, and we thank you for pattern sons. Thank you for all of the students that they have ears to hear, eyes to see, and a heart to believe. In Jesus' name, amen. Chapter number 15 talks about the fourth stage of revival, which is times of revealing. Now, the first stage was time of revelation. Second stage was time of repentance. Third stage was time of refreshing, right? So now we're dealing with times of revealing. Amen. Then we'll deal with times of restoration and times of reformation. I'm doing this on purpose because I want to have at least two classes to deal with the times of the revivalist, which is the final stage of catching the wave of revival. I want you to understand that there's no way we've covered this semester, last two semesters, just about this entire book. But I want you to go back and read this book and feed on this book, because you will think you're looking at a mirror. When you start reading about the revivalist, you will think you're reading Apostle Thompson's life. Are you listening? So let's go with times of revealing.
Times of revelation.
Times of revelation.
It's like the early rain.
Times of revelation is like the early rain.
That comes from the presence of God.
That comes from the presence of God.
Times of repentance.
Times of repentance.
Is the breaking up of the fallow ground.
Is the breaking up of the fallow ground.
Of her heart.
Of our hearts.
So that every idle ground.
Is repossessed.
And used for God's glory.
The times of refreshing
is like the latter rain,
is described in the by the author as times of the latter rain
coming from God's presence,
that comes from God's presence,
causing the seed to germinate,
and it causes the seed to germinate
and mature into a harvest. The seed rises to its full potential.
The seed during times of refreshing rises to its full potential.
And life. And now we are in the times of refreshing.
And we say the times of refreshing comes from the presence of God. Are you listening? So times of revelation and times of repentance usher us in times of refreshing, which can only come from us having access to God's presence. Okay, go ahead, sir.
We're keenly conscious
that
he is in us,
that God is in us,
and with us.
and with us.
We have found the fullness of joy.
We have found the fullness of joy
in His presence.
In God's presence.
Understanding the times of revealing.
Understanding the times of revealing.
Number one, the times of revealing.
Number one, the times of revealing.
Is the time of the manifestation.
It's times of the manifestation
of the Son of God.
Of the sons of God.
In the sons of God.
And the manifestation of the Son of God in the sons of God.
Christ is going to be made manifested in the saints.
Christ is going to be made manifested in His saints. Matthew chapter 16, verses 28.
And Matthew chapter 17, 1 through 3.
And Matthew 17, 1 through 3.
The transfiguration.
Now, y'all know after Peter got the revelation of who Jesus was, you listening? He went into the Mount of Transfiguration. Now, we're talking about times of revealing. Are you listening? Times, you know, the word revelation means to reveal. The book of the Revelation is the revealing of God to Jesus, who he was. Are you listening? Read, sir.
The transfiguration was the coming forth of God's glory.
Was the coming forth of God's glory
through a human body. We're about to see the Son of God made manifest.
We are about to see the Son of God be made manifest
in the sons of God, and expressing himself in all of his fullness through the church.
Say the church. See, He is the head of the body. The body is His church. The only way Jesus can fully express Himself is through His body. Are you listening? We're hands of His hands, feet of His feet, flesh of His flesh, bones of His bones. The Bible says he that is joined unto the Lord is what? One spirit. Are you listening? So if people are going to see the Father, if people are going to see the Son, they must see it in us. Go ahead, sir.
The times of revealing. Is also a time of seeing the fullness of who.
It's also a time of seeing the fullness of who.
We are in Christ.
We are in Christ.
All that God have deposited inside of us. Will come into his full fullness.
Isn't that what the Bible says? That we be filled with all the fullness of God. That's Ephesians 3. You read it in that apostolic prayer. Are you listening? Then it says, now unto him that is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that you can imagine, ask, or think, according to the power that worketh in us. Go ahead, read, sir.
Our calling and our ministry
will come to express more of Christ during times of revealing.
We will come to a greater maturity.
In our character.
And expression of Christ's life.
See, we cannot have the Christ life without maturity. I believe in, that's why God gave us fathers. Fathers are to mature sons. Are you listening? A son is not ready. Watch this. A son is not ready to be given. We are born, you know, the thing about being a male, when you're born, they say you're a son, right? That's my son. But that's not how it works in the scripture. There y'all go. Y'all mind. See, to become a son in the scripture, it's more than just being born a male child. Are you listening? You have to have a connection with the Holy Spirit. Mm-hmm. For as many as are led by the Son, the Spirit of God, they are. No. They are. For as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are. That's Romans 8:14. You get it. They are the sons of God. God made no announcement about who Jesus was until the day he was baptized in the River Jordan and came up out of the water. The heavens opened and the Holy Spirit descended upon him and remained upon him. Are you listening?
Yes, sir.
And then he said, the voice came and said, now this is my beloved son in whom I'm well pleased. Then the Bible says, immediately the spirit driveth him into the wilderness to be tempted of the devil. Why are you showing me that? Because sonship in the Bible means relationship. Are you listening? And being able to be led by God's spirit. That's the qualification. It's not just being born and say, I'm born again, so I'm a son. Thank God, we're born again. Are you listening? But remember, he said in St. John 1:12, for as many as received him, to them gave he the power to become the sons of God. See, he gave you power to what?
To become.
Oh, y'all didn't catch that. He gave you the power to become. What happens when you are born? The process. That's okay. Go ahead, read, sir.
Number three, the times of revealing.
Number three, the times of revealing
will also bring the ministry of Christ.
Will also bring the ministry of Christ
to full maturity.
To full maturity.
The apostles and prophets.
The apostles and the prophets
will come into full maturity and function.
Will come into full maturity and into full function. This is during times of revealing. That's why God is restoring the governmental structure back to the church as it was intended from the beginning. Are you listening? The apostle was the first gift that Jesus gave to the church. And it is also the first gift that God set in the church. Remember in Matthew's gospel, Jesus said, I will build my church. Jesus wasn't talking about no brick and mortar and stone. He was talking about people. So the first men he chose was 12 men who he ordained to be apostles. That's the foundation. The church is built upon the foundation of apostles and prophets, Jesus Christ himself being the chief cornerstone. Are you listening? So in the building of the church, everything must be connected to apostolic government. The apostolic is not a religion. It's God's structure and God's pattern for building the church. And now the church functions by connection to that apostle. Go ahead, sir.
Number four, the times of revealing.
Number four, times of revealing.
Is also a time of fulfillment.
It's also a time of fulfillment.
Of the times of the Gentiles.
Of the time of the Gentiles.
This is God's time of harvest.
This is God's time of harvest.
Of his inheritance in the saints.
Of his inheritance in the saints.
Number five.
Number five.
The times of revealing.
The times of revealing.
Are going to be times of accelerations of God's work.
Are going to be times of acceleration of God's work.
On the earth.
On the earth. In other words, God's going to do a quick work. Now, watch what I'm about to say. That's what Apostle been saying downstairs. See, we're in times of acceleration. Things are accelerating. Technology is accelerating. I mean, didn't it seem like it was just last year? Y'all didn't catch up with that. I mean, things are going by so fast. I mean, you'd be like, man, where is the time going? But things are what? Accelerating. Go ahead, sir.
A quickening spirit will be released upon the church.
Will be released upon the church.
And in everything she does.
And in everything she does. In other words, ain't gonna be all this long, drawn out things. God is quick. Go ahead.
The number of churches springing forth.
The number of churches springing forth.
And the supernatural power.
And the supernatural power.
Will rise quickly across the nation.
They will rise quickly across the nation.
The maturity process of the saints.
The maturity process of the saints.
Will speed it up manifold.
Will speed it up manifold. You understand that? It's going to, because of the increase. Go ahead.
The conversion rate of new Christians.
The conversion rate of new Christians.
Will be very high.
Will be very high. This is during times of revealing.
The impact upon city after city.
The impact upon city after city.
Will be a reality.
Will be a what? Reality. God is not after a few people, folks. God wants to overtake whole cities. Are you listening? Nations. The purpose of the church is to make all kingdoms subject to the kingdom of God. That's the paradigm of the kingdom. We're not here getting saved, talking about the rapture. I hate that mentality. I hate that kind of teaching. Get mad with me if you want to. God does not need the rapture as an escape hatch from the devil. We're supposed to be whipping his tail. We're supposed to be occupying till Jesus come back, not looking to get out of here. No, that's okay. Go ahead, sir.
The conversion rate of new Christians.
The conversion rate of new Christians
will be very high.
Will be very high. We read that already. Let's go.
The impact upon city. After, oh no,
we read that too.
Number six.
We read that too. Number six. Go ahead.
In times of revealing.
In times of revealing.
Will speed up the last three stages.
The times of revealing will speed up the last three stages.
And revival will explode on us.
And revival will explode upon us. What's the last three stages? Times of restoration, times of reformation, and then we have times of the revivalists. That's what it's talking about. Because we are talking about catching the waves of revival and the seven stages of revival. Go ahead, sir.
The times of restoration.
Reformation.
And the times of the revivalists.
And the times of the revivalists.
Will climax in the last years before Christ returns.
Will climax in the last years before Christ returns. So y'all can see what we're saying here is all of this is happening when? Now. Thank you. Now. I know some of y'all don't believe this, but the last days been here. I don't know why people say we're in the last days. Baby, we've been in the last days. The Bible said in the last days, I will pour out of my spirit upon all flesh. That started with the day of Pentecost. So if anybody have any doubt about the last days, go read the Bible. We're in the last days since the day of Pentecost. Are you listening? Are you listening? Read, sir.
When Christ is fully made manifest.
When Christ is fully made manifest in the saints.
The process of revival.
The process of revival
becomes unstoppable.
Becomes unstoppable. You can't stop Christ.
When Christ is made manifest.
When Christ is made manifest.
He will destroy the influence and power of sin.
He will destroy the influence and the power of sin.
Every influence and temptation.
Every influence and every temptation
of sin.
Of sin
will be brought under the subjection.
Will be brought under the subjection of the saint. That bespeaks maturity. Are you listening? Maturity means I'm in control of my own body. Maturity means I'm in control of my own thoughts. Oh, y'all better hear me now. Apostle been doing a lot of teaching on the soul. So without getting that soul under control, that body not going to be under control. All of this is leading to this end time revival. Go ahead, sir.
Chapter 16.
Go ahead. Chapter 16.
Times of restoration.
Go.
The times of restoration.
The times of restoration.
Is the inevitable result of allowing God.
Read it again.
The times of restoration.
The times of restoration.
Is the inevitable result of allowing God to move us forward into His will and purpose.
To move us forward into God's will and to His purpose.
Helps us to be fully restored.
It helps us to be fully restored.
And brought back into God's original plan.
And brought back to God's what? Original plan. So the apostolic, never forget this, is designed to bring us back to God's original plan. Not how things are now, but the way God intended for them to be. Read.
God restores back to us all. That the devil has stolen
that
from
the,
us.
That the devil has what? So you can get your money back. You can get your health back. Ain't nothing off the table. In this season, in this now season, everything that was lost shall be recovered. This is times of refreshing and times of restoration. Read.
We also receive much more.
Than we have lost.
God is a God of restoration.
God is a God of restoration.
And he always restores more than what was lost. Areas of divine restoration. Number one, man. Redeemed man will be fully restored. To the image and to the likeness of Christ.
Now we preaching up here. Let the book preach. Because that's the purpose of the apostolic. To mature us till we become Christ. So that when people say, where is Christ? Go ahead.
In Christ. The redeemed man. Not only does he gain all that Adam have lost. But also gains all that Christ has achieved.
But he also gains all that Christ has what? achieved. Did you hear that? Everything man lost in the fall was restored back to us in Christ. Everything Christ has achieved is available to us right here and right now. Go ahead, move, sir.
The redeemed man is restored in his spirit.
The redeemed man is restored in his spirit.
A new spirit is given to him.
A new spirit is given unto him.
His image and likeness.
His image and his likeness.
God's nature is in him.
God's nature is in him.
Spiritual relationship.
Spiritual relationship.
He cries, Abba, Father.
In spiritual relationship, he cries, Abba, Father.
Spiritual denomination. Dominion.
And in spiritual dominion,
anointed as kings and priests.
We are anointed as kings and priests. This is talking about a man being restored, watch this, back to who God intended for him to be from the beginning. We were created to rule, to reign, to have dominion with God. We're not weaklings. We're not here to let the enemy whip us up. We've been sent so that the enemy cannot prevail against who we really are. That's a whole different mindset. We're not on the defensive. We're more on the offensive. Are you listening? It's not like we're preparing for an attack of the enemy. The enemy needs to be preparing for our onslaught that he can't stop. Go ahead.
Spiritual maturity.
Spiritual maturity.
He can now go on to perfection.
He can now go on to perfection.
Prosperity.
Prosperity.
The Lord worked with them and confirmed.
The Lord works with them and confirms.
Their words with signs and wonders.
Their words with signs and wonders. Now they skipped, you've read that about prosperity, but let me tell you something. If you can't see it, see, God told Apostle, money cometh will be here till Jesus come. Are you listening? Cities cannot be rebuilt without money. So let's get a life. We are part of the apostolic, and wealth is a part of that move. Beloved, I wish above all things. Beloved, I wish above all things. Beloved, I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper and be in health, even as thy soul prospers. What the two things is? I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper in every area of your life and be in health, even as your soul prosper. So without the prosperity of the soul, everything else was canceled out. Are you listening? So money cometh has been given to us. Are you listening? Why? Because we need to have all of it. Go ahead, sir.
Destiny becomes the channel of God.
Destiny becomes the channel of God.
To be a blessing to all mankind.
To be a blessing to all mankind.
Truth.
Truth.
God is restoring truth which he once entrusted.
God is restoring truth to which he once entrusted to his church.
The Holy Spirit.
Y'all notice he get hyper, he's like he preaching, huh? The Holy Spirit
is teaching the believer
day by day the aspects of truth
that are relevant for our lives.
That are relevant for our lives.
The Holy Spirit is the Spirit of truth.
The Holy Spirit, we know, is the Spirit of truth.
The Holy Spirit will guide us into all truth.
The Holy Spirit's assignment is to guide us into what? All the truth. And the truth is the Word of God. So without the Word of God, there's no truth. If you want to find the truth, you got to go to the Word of God. Are you listening? Go ahead. And, I wanted to say this. See, the Lord brought it back. Truth overrules facts. You got that? So if the doctor say you sick, that's a fact. But the truth is you healed. And you don't wait to say that when people can see it. Now, there you go. See, truth supersedes facts. If you don't know the truth, facts are going to rule your head. You're going to be moved by what you see versus being moved by what you believe. You won't know how to respond properly to a situation. There's no case that Jesus did not take care of. Nothing is impossible to him, and nothing is impossible for him, but more importantly, nothing is impossible with him. You got to know you're with him. And if you're with him, you got to know you're out before you got in. Go ahead, sir.
The The Holy Spirit will not speak.
The Holy Spirit will not speak.
On his own initiative.
The Holy Spirit will not speak on his own initiative. The Holy Spirit got to get information from headquarters to deliver to us. The Holy Spirit is not saying nothing that God the Father didn't say. The Holy Spirit is not saying nothing that the Lord Jesus Christ didn't say. The Holy Spirit never operates on his own. But whatever he hears, he speaks. Whatever God makes known, he reveals. See, there is a mind of the Spirit in the Bible. The mind of the Spirit. God knows the mind of the Spirit. You won't know why? God is the one who gave the Spirit what? Y'all will catch that statement later. God is the one who's talking to him. So whatever words I give you lead to thoughts. And thoughts go into your mind. Go ahead, sir.
The Holy Spirit speaks what he hears.
The Holy Spirit speaks what he hears.
The Holy Spirit discloses what is to come.
The Holy Spirit discloses or he reveals things to come.
Number three, the church.
The church.
God is restoring.
God is restoring.
The church to her fullness of capacity.
The church, God is restoring the church to her fullness, her full capacity. Y'all understand what that means? We've been operating on pastor and evangelist and teacher. We got 5 years, we've been using 3. The two most important ones, we don't even know they existed. We want a bishop. Thank you for your enthusiasm. You might have one in here, I don't give a. God didn't say, and I gave bishops to the church. Amen. He said, I gave gifts. First of all, apostles. Secondarily, prophets. Thirdly, teachers. In case you have never read that, that makes you apt. Are you listening? Huh? Then he gave the evangelists. Then the pastor. That's in your Bible, 1 Corinthians 12:28. Read it when you get a minute. Go ahead.
Her relationship and establishing it in intimacy.
Her relationship and establishing it in
intimacy.
Her
ministry and her ministers.
Her ministry and her ministers.
Are rising in power.
Are rising. Now, her is referring to the church. Okay? I want y'all to get confused. He switched to her, but that's talking about the church. The church is his bride. A marriage relationship, you know, when God said, I joined together male and female, when God said that, Paul said when God said that, he was referring to Christ and his relationship to his church. Are you listening? That they be one. Are you listening? So when you look at marriage union, see, we are joined with him. We are married to him. Are you listening? We are fleshy. The twain shall become one flesh. Well, God said that's why I gave the marriage union. So people can understand the relationship that Christ have with his church. Christ loves his church. Any man who really love his wife will give his life for her. That's all right. It ain't going to see the dog come and say, honey, you got that. Boy, you know some men have run out on their wives. Don't act like that. They too cute. Go ahead, read, sir.
Her capacity for service.
Her capacity for service.
As she learns to minister.
As she learns to minister.
Unto him as a priest.
Unto him as a priest. Talking about the church now. Go ahead.
Her militants.
Her militants.
Causing her to violently push back.
Causing her to violently push back.
The gates of hell.
The gates of hell. The kingdom of heaven suffers violence. The violent take it by force. Are y'all listening to me? We got to, see, I believe in overtaking stuff. You can't punk out. I don't want to follow no punk. That's one thing about Apostle. He, look, y'all say what you want. That's a real man now. Amen. Yeah, you give him $50,000 and act up. You'll find out how much your 50 mean. Go ahead, sir.
She learns to walk in a kingly anointing.
She learns to walk in a kingly anointing.
The church will become the expression of the fullness of God.
The church will become the expression of the fullness of God.
Chapter 17.
Go ahead. Chapter 17,
times of Reformation. The times of Reformation.
The times of Reformation.
Has to do with reforming the structure.
Have to do with reforming the structure.
Purpose and belief system of the church.
The purpose and the belief system of the church. Now, children, I'm telling y'all right now, this Western church have no idea what the apostolic is about. They think it's a religion. Go tell somebody you're apostolic. Huh? They're going to look for you not to have no makeup on, no jewelry, wearing pants. No, you can't wear pants in apostolic. I'm sorry. Wrong religion. No pants, no bear, look like a bat. Hello, somebody. I'm trying to help you while I'm here. This is not, the apostolic is not a religion. It's a government. It's a structure. It's the way God intended it to be from the beginning. Read, sir.
There's going to be a restoration of a...
There's going to be a restoration
of apostolic structure,
And
church government. Apostolic wisdom. Is being released upon
the church.
To help it become more committed.
Committed. Now, if you've been around the church any length of time, this boy, you're talking about commitment? Folks have more respect for their job than they have for the kingdom of God. When do you stay home from your job and don't report in? But at church, you at ease in Zion. They ain't going to miss me. I'm taking off today. The Super Bowl coming on. I got to get the party ready. You ain't ready. And ministers do this. You ain't ready. We talking about commitment here. Go ahead, sir.
To eternal values and purposes.
Commitment to eternal values and eternal purposes.
Of God's wisdom. In building the church to become formidable. Formidable fortress.
A formidable fortress.
Made impregnable to satanic invasion.
Made impenetrable to what? Impregnable to what?
Satanic invasion.
Now, y'all notice that's all coming from training. Without connection to the apostles, you ain't going to be able to deal with the devil. You don't even have the anointing to do it. If all gifts are the same, then that means there are no ranks. First in time, first in order, first in rank, apostle. God is the one who calls a man to be an apostle. God is the one who chooses a man to be the apostle. And you ready for this? There's no gift that God gives that doesn't come with the goods to back it up. You can't call yourself an apostle if you don't have the goods to back it up. Remember, label doesn't necessarily define the contents, but the contents will always give credence to the label. If you can produce who you say you are by signs, by wonders, by miracles, come on now, by the hands of the apostles, miracles were done. See, there's a difference between apostolic ministry than pastoral ministry. Even though they function in unity as one, you still got to have ranks. Somebody got to follow somebody. Thank you for your enthusiasm. Go ahead.
Number two, the times of Reformation.
The times of Reformation.
Has to do with the reforming of the society around
us.
The revival brings God's consciousness.
The revival brings forward God's consciousness.
Upon society. When the revival breaks out upon society. Crime rate drops in that society.
The crime rate will drop in that society.
Moral values are upheld as bars. Brothels and clubs are seen closing down. Marriage is held.
That's a whole house. You know what I'm talking about. Go ahead.
Marriage is held in honor and family
values. And marriages are held in
honor.
Honor.
And family values are restored.
Now watch what I'm about to say, y'all. All the stuff we see in the news, all of the breakdowns that people are complaining about, y'all better hear what I'm about to say. The truth is, the church must take our place and quit blaming the devil for what she don't want to do. But if you're taught wait, passivity, then that's how you're going to respond. But I believe that the kingdom of God is a takeover. Are you listening? Are you listening? People ought to be nervous when you go around, but not in a bad way. You understand? Not in a bad way. But they ought to know they just can't say anything around you. Go ahead, read, sir.
Dramatic changes in life.
And you better watch that clock back there, too. Read and watch the clock. I'm just kidding. How much time on that clock? Okay, 5 minutes. Read. Let's go. We got 5 minutes to finish this chapter. Go.
Dramatic changes in lives.
Dramatic changes in lives.
Where sinners are transformed into holy saints.
Where sinners, I'm seeing that in my own ministry. I saw a young man who was a Jehovah Witness. Are you listening? Are you listening? Through the gifts of the Spirit. I began to share. I told him before I met him, I said, now listen, son, I'm going to tell you some stuff that nobody know but you and God. See, all right, I'm just trying to help you. See, we got the keys to unlock people. When you can walk in front of a man and tell him some stuff about his life that nobody know but him and God, you got his attention. Are you listening for this? He's now in the church, and the very first time God speaks to him in his entire life was to take some money and sow it to the man of God. Y'all ain't talking to me. That's not my testimony, that's his. He's saved, filled with the Holy Ghost, a tongue talker. I'm just trying to help y'all. Go ahead, sir.
Much community work. And projects get organized. People begin to relate and help each other. With their respective jobs.
Now, this is when the apostolic is in its full motion. You remember in the early church, they all came together, had all things in common. Why? To affect society. See, many people back in the early stages were being blackballed, kicked off their jobs. But y'all know sometimes a thing happened in the Bible one time, and we try to make it a way of life. God don't want us to make crippling saints. Why should we have poor saints when he died for all of us to be rich? So they need to be trained. Well, how do I stop being poor? Poverty and shame come to those who refuse instruction. Proverbs 13 and 18. If you're broke, God sent your money coming. Now, if you don't want to come get money coming, stay the hell broke. I ain't mad at you. Just don't get mad at me, because I found him, and I'm glad. That's okay. Y'all get mad if you want, baby. Some people got a problem with money. I don't. Money coming. I'm not running behind money. I'm a big-time giver. Read, sir.
Politicians, mayors, and council members are seen dwelling more with the people. The spiritual climax and atmosphere. Over the cities are conducive. For widespread evangelism efforts. The times of Reformation.
Are also times when breakthroughs and signs.
Medicine and literature.
Takes place.
It is time when music takes place. Into its relevant mode.
Fitting that generation.
Many scientific and medical breakthroughs. Happens during the supernatural visitations. Of God upon the society.
The times of Reformation.
A time when the whole society is so deeply affected.
By the spiritual outpouring.
That their business dealings become godly.
A greater level of integrity.
Is seen while dealing with one another. Often a high level of sacrifice.
Generosity.
generosity.
And generosity
is seen during revival.
Is seen during revival.
The times of reformation.
The times of reformation often sees
a proper distribution of food.
A proper distribution of food.
And bare necessities.
And bare necessities.
To those who are less unfortunate in society.
To those who are less and unfortunate in society.
Social care and concern.
Social care and concern.
For the poor.
For the poor.
Rakes up high during the times of reformation.
Rakes up high during the times of reformation.
And we are done.